Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. One of the best parts of this podcast, the fitness newsletter and the pump app, is that there are so many ways to get feedback from all of you, because I see your questions and comments, and that helps me keep my ear to the ground and see what's getting you going and holding you back. One thing I know holding you back is that so many gurus and influencers share conflicting information, and you get into the weeds and end up frozen with analysis paralysis. I love pranks, so I thought about doing an April Fool's Day email and podcast. But going through wellness social media for an hour is better than any joke I could ever write. Here are some actual posts you might find. Daniel showed me some guy claiming you should eat raw bull testicles to optimize your hormones. For years, I've seen people claiming you can detox your body with $200 worth of juices. I saw a video of someone saying to eat bacon instead of using sunscreen. There are dozens of pills claiming they can magically melt fat from your body. Still trying to understand this one, but I was told someone says you should let sunshine into your anus so you have more energy. And you even have people saying you can't drink your morning coffee until you've been awake for many hours. I think this defeats the whole purpose of morning coffee. Not a single one of these is an April Fool's joke. They're all real. But don't confuse real with true. Many are meant to sell you something, the shortcut you need to finally discover fitness. I am sure some of these influencers mean well. But the result of all of this information is a lot of people who don't know where to get started. Even when they're sharing good information, it's often the information that would help you to perfect the last 10% of your results. That's a fancy way to say you don't need to worry about timing your morning coffee and whether to sun your butt if you haven't mastered the basics yet. For the record, I always start my day with my cup of coffee and will never sun my butt. I once ate a turkey testicle to be a good sport on James Corden's show, but I'd never do it again. The basics are simple, but they aren't easy. That's why people end up going down 50 dead-end shortcuts before they commit to what we know works. We cover the basics in this podcast every day, but just in case you need a quick guide, here are the things I would focus on. And none of these include the word optimize in it. Sleep 6 to 8 hours, eat mostly food that your grandparents would recognize, eat enough protein about 0.7 to 1 gram per pound of your goal body weight, eat vegetables and fruits, drink water, do some resistance training with your body weight or weights, move throughout the day, not just in your workout, and be a part of something with a community, a hobby, or anything that brings you together with other people. That's a good start. If you can't check those boxes, you don't need to worry about whether the algae powder or the coconut fat is what you need. You need the basics. It's actually the only shortcut, because you don't waste your time on all of the shortcuts that lead you to a dead end. You don't need to get into the weeds if you do a little better with the basics daily. Focus on getting 1% better a day. If you sat all day yesterday, walk around the block today. If you only ate fried food last week, throw in some vegetables this week. Just do something that, you know, is good for you, and forget about the things that might be good for you. It won't be easy, but it is simple. Look at the bright side. You don't have to eat animal testicles, and you can keep starting your day with coffee. Now, let's get to today's tips. If you've listened to the podcast or read the email, you've seen me talk about the importance of building momentum. If you know how to build momentum, then you don't need to rely on motivation, which comes in limited supply. So if you're trying to lose weight, improve your diet, or eat healthier, you don't need to wait to make the decisions to increase your likelihood of success. You can start with a little bit of planning, small trades and decisions that will set you up to create momentum with a little bit of planning. For example, research suggests a meal replacement shake or prepared meal can help you lose weight. There was no extra complication. If you adjust just one meal and change nothing else, then you'll create momentum. If you're unsure what meal to select, pick the one meal that's your biggest struggle. Make a substitution and watch your habits and body change. You can keep your momentum by avoiding the mistake that creates anxiety or frustration, leading to other positive behaviors. Finding time to cook can be a struggle, so we asked our friends at Trifecta to offer special pricing on their ready-to-eat meals. Trifecta ships you vacuum-sealed meals that you can keep in your refrigerator for 10 days when you need something delicious and healthy. You can pick your own meals or let them do the work and pick a curated selection. Deliveries arrive Friday or Saturday to prepare you for the next week, and you can skip a week anytime you need. Trifecta is an effective solution to help you move toward better eating without all the stress and anxiety. They can help you build a healthier eating routine. Having healthy food in your house that can be ready in less than 2 minutes makes eating healthy feel easier and can make all the difference in keeping you on track. We've tried Trifecta's meals, and they're legitimately fantastic and designed by a 2-Michelin-star chef. They can adjust to fit any diet, and you can even order protein, vegetables, and carbs by weight. Try Trifecta today, and you'll receive 50% off your order, and you'll get an additional 1 pound of salmon for free. It's the perfect way to build momentum for an entire week and simplify planning. Visit TrifectaNutrition.com/pumpclub. Just select the meals you want, then add the code ArnoldDietz at checkout, and you'll see the price cut in half and a pound of salmon added to your cart. That's TrifectaNutrition.com/pumpclub, and be sure to use the code ArnoldDietz at checkout. Now, let's talk about an item that keeps popping up in the news. You might want to avoid artificial sweeteners and diet drinks for personal reasons. But here's one you don't need to stress if you choose to consume them. Research suggests artificial sweeteners do not increase insulin or disrupt blood sugar management. Previously, we've shared how human-controlled trials show that artificial sweeteners are misunderstood and blamed for problems not found in dozens of studies. One study analyzed people for 6 months and found that artificial sweeteners did not affect metabolism, promote weight gain, or prevent fat loss. But what about an indirect impact? Influencers still claim you shouldn't drink diet soda because it disrupts insulin sensitivity and thereby makes it easier to store fat. Researchers tested this by randomly assigning participants to 2 diet sodas daily for 12 weeks and compared them to a placebo of carbonated water. After 12 weeks, there was no difference in insulin sensitivity, fat loss, or waist size. In other words, drinking the diet soda was no different than carbonated water. If you want to avoid artificial sweeteners or diet soda, that's also perfectly fine. But if you enjoy them occasionally, research suggests that they won't hold back any weight loss and do not damage your blood sugar or insulin. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism. But I do have an important mission to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.